Okay, walk me through one day. Tuesday, June 9th. What time does the email land?
3:13 in the morning. The superintendent of Fayette County Public Schools emails his board chair and says it is time to step away from the role and that he wants to pursue a separation agreement.
And by that evening, the district has publicly announced his resignation.
And by 9:01 that night, he sends another email saying that was not a resignation. No resignation has occurred. Please cancel the special meeting.
18 hours, two opposite positions, one very confused school district.
From the Lexington Times, this is Town Branch. The story's running under Lexington. I'm Kay.
And I'm Pete. Today, the week Fayette County Schools lost its superintendent, sort of, because the man we're talking about, Demetrius Liggins, is still technically the superintendent.
Right, and that distinction matters. So let's be precise about what the school board actually did. Wednesday night, June 10th, after about 2.5 hours behind closed doors, the board voted 5-0 to place Dr. Liggins on paid administrative leave while it reviews his employment.
Not fired, not resigned. Paid leave while a law firm called Van Antwerp conducts a review.
And two more unanimous votes the same night. One made Assistant Superintendent Bill Bradford the acting superintendent, effective immediately. The other retained that law firm. Board member Amanda Ferguson said it was nice to have a 5-0 vote on 3 straight motions.
Which tells you the board wanted one thing above all, to look united after a very messy 24 hours.
And about that messy 24 hours. In the 3 a.m. email, Liggins didn't just ask to step away. He asked for a full year of compensation and benefits, July 1st of this year through the end of June 2027.
The board's answer to that came from Chair Tyler Murphy, and it was about as flat a no as boards give. He said the board is not entertaining any motions for a separation package and that it is united behind Dr. Bradford.
So, no buyout on the table. He requested one. They declined to even take it up.
Now here's my question. Superintendents don't email their board chair at 3 a.m. out of nowhere. What's underneath this?
Money. The district's money. About a year ago, a $16 million shortfall surfaced. And when the district dug in, it disclosed financial misstatements going back to 2008. Overestimated property taxes, motor vehicle taxes, occupational taxes.
And that hole got expensive fast. Just 2 weeks ago, in late May, the board approved a $95 million loan to cover the bills until tax money arrives in September.
Alongside a budget roughly $16 million smaller than last year's. 115 support positions cut or reduced. Close to $2 million in staff pay cuts.
So when families hear superintendent drama, the real story is the district borrowing $95 million to make payroll.
And there was already an independent report about it. Back in February, that same law firm found that Liggins did not properly oversee the finance and budget departments and did not keep the board fully informed. Though, and this is the report's own language, not intentionally.
That caveat matters. Nobody has found wrongdoing here. The finding was about oversight, not intent. And the new review hasn't concluded anything yet.
Here's the part that makes this story almost Shakespearean. Demetrius Liggins is the reigning Kentucky Superintendent of the Year. The State Superintendents Association gave him that honor last summer.
And in February of 2025, the board renewed his contract through 2029 over a parent petition opposing it. His original deal in 2021 paid $275,000 a year.
Which raises the question the teachers' union is asking out loud. KY120 United cast a no-confidence vote in district leadership, and they didn't stop at Liggins. They called for the resignation of board chair Tyler Murphy, too.
Because the board approved those budgets year after year. If the finances were misstated since 2008, that predates Liggins by more than a decade. The accountability question is bigger than one man.
So who's running the 40,000 student district this morning? Bill Bradford, 23 years in education, started as a Spanish teacher at Lafayette High School, came up through school leadership jobs in Northern Kentucky, and came back to Fayette County in 2022.
Chancellavia grad, bilingual, and by the accounts from Wednesday night, the board and a fair slice of the public are behind him. His first message was about as plain as it gets. Keep the focus on students and schools.
What we don't know is the timeline. The review is open-ended. Liggins could return, negotiate an exit, or be removed for cause down the road. Nobody, including the board, has said which.
So watch three things. What the Van Antwerp review finds, whether the board's unity holds once it has to make a real decision about Liggins, and whether the no-confidence pressure lands on Murphy, too.
The next regular board meeting will be the first test. We'll be reading the minutes either way.
That's Town Branch for today. Sources for everything we said are in the show notes, including the full timeline.
Town Branch is produced by the Lexington Times. Our voices are synthetic, and our scripts are drafted with AI from Lexington Times reporting in the public record, then fact-checked before air. Read the sources for every episode at feeds.lexingtonky.news/podcast. We'll see you down the creek.